Hey everyone, this is the Art Beauty Podcast where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. We are unsponsored, unbranded, and quite frankly, unafraid to ask the questions that you want to know to get down to the bottom of things. Thank you so much for joining us today. I have a fabulous, fabulous co-host, Faith Shui. She's the editorial director of Birdie. Faith, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited. This is actually my first podcast experience. So
I can't believe that.
Virginity to you.
Oh, hey girl. Well, I'll try to make it feel good. Not so painful.
You know, easy on me.
It's funny though, because I feel like Birdie is such like a popular, you know, site and magazine. I'm surprised you haven't done podcasts.
I know. It might just be something that is to come. So we'll do this as a trial run maybe. But
okay.
You know, I didn't say anything though. You didn't hear it from me.
Gotcha. Well, if you need any help, you know who to call.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about like, how are you holding up? I know you're like, right, you're in Brooklyn, correct? Yeah. I'm on the Upper East Side. So we're both here on the East Coast. I feel like we have like made it through the madness, but man, it's continuing on in the rest of the country.
I know. It's actually crazy. So have you been here the whole time? I've been here the whole time. Yeah. I feel like we're like forever, like bonded, like all the people who have been in New York the entire time, like not left for anywhere else. Like we're now forever bonded by this like crazy experience that's happened in the past 4 months.
You know, in some ways it's like, I try to look, I don't know about you, both my husband and I had it. We got it right when March 17th, we didn't know it. We had like a little bit of a cold and then we lost our sense of smell and taste for 3 weeks. But I feel like, you know, I'm trying to look at the positive side of things. And in some ways, like you just said, it's brought people together. It is a terrible, awful sickness. So for anybody who's going through that, I'm not trying to make light of this, but you know, I think that there have been wonderful things to come out of it, right? Like taking a little bit of a break from getting dressed up, getting to see people more via virtual.
I didn't put on real pants or real clothes until probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. And like, I'll do like a nice top for a Zoom meeting and then like sweats on the bottom or just like no bottom.
Jean shorts.
Yes, exactly.
And my fabulous footwear here.
Honestly, that's an amazing outfit. I feel like it's going to like trickle over into fashion because so many of my friends and I talk about how like we dress for comfort now and like can't imagine putting on like heels. Like I'm like, I don't even know what my foot would do if I tried to put in a heel.
So it's funny that you bring that up. First of all, I have dressed for comfort ever since like when they came out and they said athleisure is like a term, like I started to cry because I was so excited. Any day that I can spend, any day I can spend in an elastic waistband is a good day for me.
Seriously.
But the heels?
Yeah.
No.
No. I still want to be in a sweatsuit all day. I had like 4 sweatsuits that I ordered and rotated between for like 4 months.
Where? Tell me, give me the dirt.
Honestly, ASOS, like they have the best, cutest, most comfortable stuff. And you're not like spending a ton. They have all different colors, all different sizes. So you can buy 4 sweatsuits and be like, wow, I'm set. And they're all really cute.
I ordered this neon green. It's been a little bit too hot to wear it, but from Amazon. It took a while because it came from China, but was maybe it was like $20-something. Yeah. So freaking cute. It is a neon green tracksuit with black pants that have like a glitter stripe down them.
Whoa. Honestly, I also love that you bought that from Amazon. I'm like, don't sleep on the Amazon fashion finds. I have a friend who always looks amazing. And he buys his stuff on Amazon, like his like crazy, like hot pink leotards. And like, I'm always just like, you look fabulous. Is that like YSL? And he's like, I got it on Amazon. For
It's like, it's why don't you go to Amazon.com? Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. You know, but, and I think that these days it's really too, don't get me wrong, I love having like a really beautiful staple, an investment piece. My first purchase was like a beautiful Gucci belt because I was like, I haven't bought anything in a while.
Yes, I love it.
Then it's like for so many things, you can dress it up and yes. have fun. And you're right. Amazon is great. The reviews on Amazon too.
It's like so amazing because you can just see if it's actually good or not.
And people have no problem like ripping something apart. And I'm telling you, I got this really adorable jumpsuit. It was $28.
Amazing. I think Amazon, I think that is like a hidden secret, like Amazon's fashion selection. Like you can buy your groceries there, you can buy books there, and you can buy your next like outfit there. So,
and let's be honest too, you can get like all the things that you're too embarrassed to go into the store. Like you can order lube from there, which I've done, right? Like all the things that you're like, I don't want
to. So I have to say, my mom, so I use my parents' Amazon Prime account.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm too like cheap to like get my own, I guess. And they're like, just use ours. It's mine. But then like, sometimes I need to buy things. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, my mom is going to get a notification that like this shipped. And I'm just like, yeah. You know what? It's okay.
You know, I think it's like,
I'd rather get the 2-day shipping.
Right. Than have mom know about like whatever weird fetish I'm into. It's cool.
Exactly.
Hey, it's cool. Oh my gosh. This is so much fun. You know, I was introduced to you by way of this incredible article, about talking about what beauty and what the beauty industry is going to look like post pandemic. And, you know, I feel like we've just had so much of this thrown down our throats, but you know, things change every day. And I know here in New York, we finally just got the salons to open back up. Have you been?
I have not. I was supposed to go get my nails done this weekend, and I was kind of looking forward to the experience because everything is just so different. So I had a friend who said she got her nails done, and it's just like plexiglass for the manicure. And then she said the craziest thing where she got a pedicure and she said a bubble came down from the ceiling and like enclosed her fully. So just her feet were sticking out. And like literally, and I was like, wait, I'm trying to picture this. And she was like, no, it was like everyone who was getting a pedicure was in a bubble.
Wait a minute. Did she have to wear a mask with the bubble?
Yeah, I think you have to wear a mask the entire time. I don't know. I was like, I really wish she had gotten a photo of that because I just feel like that.
I'm kind of envisioning. Have you ever seen like those plastic umbrellas that come down over people? Like the Bell umbrellas? That's kind of what I'm picturing.
It's really crazy. And like, I just think it's pretty amazing to like to think about the lengths that people will go to like get their beauty treatments. And I think it's amazing.
Yeah. I finally went and got my hair done.
Okay.
Well, let me know. It was good. I went and I got keratin.
Okay.
So the mask was probably helpful, but I hate wearing the masks. I will do it everywhere religiously, but I don't think anybody likes it.
No, you can't sit normally.
And it's tough because I haven't gotten to get my nails done. They're still... I haven't gotten a pedicure. I was contemplating it for this weekend, but I'm kind of like, well, let me just ride this out a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. I need a pedicure so bad, but it's really scary. Actually, I actually don't want to subject anyone to like what my feet look like right now.
I need an excavator on my feet. By the way, so two products that I will share with you. One is called Skin Integra.
Okay.
Amazon purchase. It is a lotion that was developed for people that I believe it's developed for like diabetics. So when their skin cracks, it can actually be really dangerous. For your heels, if your heels look cracked and kind of gross, it's amazing. The cream's like $28, but a little bit goes a long way and you put it on at night. It is like my petty in a bottle for real.
Okay. Skin Integra.
Yeah.
Amazon. I love
Amazon.
It.
Yeah.
I've talked about it after this. Is Amazon sponsoring this episode?
No, and that's what I said. We're not branded. I talk about this stuff, but that's why I love it. Nope, they're definitely not.
Maybe they should be on Amazon. No, it's really crazy. I obviously, this is not my natural hair color. I don't know if you could tell. But I hadn't been able to get my roots done. And when you're platinum, you're supposed to go every 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, like, by the time I ended up like having my colors come to me.
Right.
And it was like, I felt reborn. Like I left, yeah. I should show you the before after photos because my roots were down to here. My hair is like orange.
Yeah.
I really just felt like a different person like when I left. And I think that's like people trivialize beauty. And of course it's like, you know, it's a privilege to be able to like go get treatments, but like it really affects like how you feel.
I mean, on this show, we don't trivialize beauty and we celebrate beauty. And look, yeah. I think there's very few people who don't realize it's like a pampering experience. And I love, you know, in the new language of today, self-care is not selfish, right? We do these things. And right now I feel like anything that can bring a little bit of joy to our lives, which, you know, not to sound overdramatic, but this has been a tough time. We're living in these crazy times. We celebrate that here. But I gotta say, your nails look fabulous.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so one thing that I've really picked up in quarantine is doing my own nails. I know.
I'm coming over. They look phenomenal.
Okay, so there's this tool that I use. It's from Olive & June. And they have this little, it's like a little rubber topper. And stick it on any nail polish. It fits on the top of any nail polish. And instead of like holding your nail polish like you would normally, which makes it kind of like hard to paint, this little rubber round thing, you like hold it like this. So you're painting like this instead of like this. I need to like show it to you. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's really like helped me a lot.
Can you get it on Amazon?
Sadly, you can't get it on Amazon. I'll have to tell Sarah. She's making a huge mistake, missing a huge market. But yeah, and I also took a virtual like Zoom manicure class as like an event in the beauty
industry. With you.
So this brand called Sundays, they're doing like virtual manicure classes. And it was the first like Zoom event I went to and probably like one of the most enjoyable ones because it was just one of their manicurists. She had like a camera on her face and then a camera that was like, I don't know how she did this, but that was like also like above.
Sure. Yeah.
So she was like doing her stuff and they mailed you the kit before so you could like follow along. And like, I learned so much and now I'm basically a manicurist.
I mean, you really are. They look phenomenal.
Thank you. I think that and like cooking are probably my two skills that I picked up. I mean, skills is a very loose.
Got it. I got it.
My two skills that I picked up during quarantine.
Yeah, my husband and I picked up baking, but when I say we picked up baking, we went and we picked up the box of cake mix because somebody's like, oh, what kind of cake are you mixing? Like carrot cake. They're like, what do you put in it? I was like, I think it's 3 eggs and a tablespoon of oil.
And like, mix. That's it, right? What do you mean?
That's all that goes in there. That
kind of cooking. It's like, no, the baking kits are like the best because you still feel so proud afterwards and like you didn't have to buy like 40 different ingredients.
You know, do you think like as, you know, being a little bit more serious though, because there are certain things that are changing, like for example, shopping, right? Which hasn't really hit its full speed because we can't really go in stores.
Yep.
There's still a lot of stores, especially here in New York, that are shut. But you know, I was thinking about it the other day, like I used to love to go to Sephora or Ulta and browse and like try stuff on. Is that like...
So it's not going to be a thing anymore. Like Sephora and Ulta both said that they're like not doing testers. They're really encouraging people to like have consultations before they go into the store so that like literally you walk in and you're there to like pick up the product, which is so sad, you know, because I feel like so much of the retail experience is like, in high school, I would just go into Sephora and like put on makeup with literally no intention of buying anything. Like I would just go into Sephora and like do my whole face.
But I think that was part of their model was like, hey, you know what? Like Starbucks is like, come in, hang out here. You can sit here all day. Cause eventually you're probably going to buy a cup of coffee or a snack or something.
Exactly.
And Sephora, same thing. Come in, try this because you know what? At some point you're probably going to say, oh, I really like that. And go in and purchase something. Totally. So like that whole aspect of like really playing with our makeup, do you think that's just gone? Or do you think that maybe brands will have to reinvent the way that they allow for sampling?
Yeah, I definitely think that it's going to be different. Sampling is like a really good point because I think like it's probably going to be a lot more brands mailing samples out
and
online stuff, like filling out quizzes, going online, putting in your skin type, and then the brand will be like, great, like here's like what we recommend, which obviously is just like so not the same thing as like going into a store and picking them out yourself. But yeah, the future of retail is really crazy. It's weird to think about like these store, like it's, everything's going to feel a lot more clinical from what I've heard. Like even the salon experience, like, you know, like usually you go in, I want to hear about your salon experience actually, because I've only been like asking hairstylists and friends, but like, what was it like for you when you finally went in and got a treatment?
Well, I love to like go in and like read a magazine and like kind of sit, not that I like to sit in their waiting room forever, but you know,
they like pick up a drink, you order food, like you feel like you're like in it for the day. Like you're there to like be pampered.
I walked in, everything was plastic covered. I got my temperature taken. And then they masked me over. And look, it was nice because there was zero waiting. It was like, here's your appointment time. You're here on time. Now you're going to get shampooed. Now you're going to go to this area. But no water, no nothing. Everybody's wearing a mask the whole time.
It's so crazy. And from a hairstylist perspective, I've talked to people who said, you know, in the past they were able to see multiple clients at once and their assistant was helping them. And now they're trying to like minimize the number of people in the salon. So literally they're seeing like a third or like half of the clients that they usually are able to because they have to be fully focused on them the whole time.
Yeah.
So I think that's just like, but, and same with like skincare treatments. I actually got some really like interesting tea from this plastic surgeon, Dr. Liotta. She's like incredible. I was asking her because doing this story, I was like, what are derms and plastic surgeons doing differently now? And I also think it's just so funny that like, I mean, it's not funny, but like no one will stop women from like getting their Botox. Like a pandemic will not stop.
I had a standing appointment throughout the entire, and it kept getting pushed back, but I was like, just put me in for the next one. Okay. Yeah. It's getting pushed back. Fine. And I walked 90 blocks to go to my dermatologist who is in Washington Square and I'm on the Upper East Side. It was great. It was my exercise and I stopped at my dentist on the way there.
Yes. Oh my God.
My teeth cleaning and then walked another 40 blocks to go get my Botox.
I'm really jealous. I mean, your skin looks amazing. she was telling me, like people were so desperate. She was like, my clients were like offering to pay me like under the table to like come to their houses. Yeah. And I was like, I mean, and then what else did she say? She was saying that like the actual number of like treatments has gone up because people, now everyone's wearing masks. So it's like not as noticeable that you're like getting work done. And also because of quarantine, like you're not out and about as much. So it's like actually the perfect time to like get the surgery that you've been wanting.
Well, it's funny you should mention it because by the time this airs, I will be in recovery for something, but I'm not saying what just yet. You will have to wait and listen to next week's podcast.
Okay. Well, that's actually amazing because it is the perfect time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I decided it wasn't so much like my own personal job is awesome. And they're very understanding if I needed to take off, but what I'm having done, I need somebody around to help me. That's all I'm going to say. So it's like a pretty, you know, it's not like just like a little of this, little of that. It's a pretty substantial surgery, cosmetic surgery. And my husband being home, I was like, what better time?
Exactly. You basically have a live-in nurse.
Plus, I can't wait to be like on planet whatever for 3 days. Cause they were like, you're gonna need some pretty heavy painkillers. And I was like,
and then wouldn't it just be
terrible to say?
No, I mean, that's amazing, first of all. And then to just like emerge from quarantine ending and emerging, like looking snatched.
I mean, I feel like people, you know, at this point, and I'm so honest about it because that's what we do here. But I did have a girlfriend who went and got lipo and her boobs done, like right before, like the last day in DC before they shut something down. And I was like, oh, you are going to look so good. Everybody's going to come out. Cause I don't think she's telling anybody. I'm like, they're going to be like, literally, you know, like, we're all going to come out. Like our pants don't fit us. And she's going to be like,
wait, you're so right. There's two types of people in quarantine, the people who get work done and come out looking like amazing. And then like the people who don't, who have like quarantine hair, grown out nails, like, yeah.
Well, then I'd like to say that there is a third group to that.
Okay.
The people who were like, oh my God, I'm just going to eat and drink and do whatever I want and let it all fall apart. And then realize that I can just buy it back. I can pay to undo all that I did.
No saying that money can't buy when it comes to how you look.
Gosh.
But I appreciate that you're like so upfront and open about it. And I think that's something like we are always like preaching at Birdie too, where there's no like shame or stigma. Like, you know, like everyone is getting stuff done.
Yeah. Like. And you know, I think it's like in the right hands if used for the right reasons. I actually have a doctor coming on that we're interviewing to talk about, you know, plastic surgery in general has a stigma of like, oh, you must be really insecure. You might not feel, right. You know, you must not feel good about yourself. And quite the contrary, it's like, you know what? I love myself and I want to live my best self. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not talking about the people who do this extreme makeovers, although if that's your thing, you know, own it.
Yeah.
But that like a little this, a little of that, like why not?
Yeah.
You know, celebrate what we can do, you know, cosmetically and with products and fashion and.
I know. It's actually, I think, so Liotta was also telling me like the fact that we're like staring into Zoom calls now so much more and staring into our own faces. Like she's like, that's making people want to come in for stuff too, because they're like, wait, this is what my face looks like.
Well, and maskne is real. Like that is a real thing. I've started getting it now that it's summer. But it's like really little good. Inside tip, get a ring light. If you're on Zoom all day, get a ring light. You're going to look, you're going to go from like zero to hero. If I turn this thing off right now, it's like, I've got 18 heads.
Erase all sins. You're so right.
Good lighting does.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I good lighting, a ring light, like you have to have one or the other.
Absolutely. So, okay. I know, you know, we were talking about like how things are different and how brands are going to have to change. Do you feel like there's any brands that are like really getting it right now?
That's a really good question. You mean in terms of like owning up to like what has been happening and their services? Or
like, it's like learning how to like make the shift. Like I think that I'm seeing on a whole restaurants, bars, my grocery store, and certainly the nail salons are really having to reinvent the way that they do business. And from doing floor decals to the plexiglass, I know that there's certain clothing brands who it's like, you can come in and try something on and then it doesn't go back out on the shelf. It goes in to be dry cleaned, which I can't imagine that expense. Is there anything you've seen like in the beauty industry that they're like, wow, that's really, and if not, it's cool to say, you know what? Not yet.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think like Sundays, the nail salon that I mentioned, I feel like it's a good one because like they, first of all, it's like so many manicurists are out of work. Well, hopefully a lot of them are getting their jobs back now, but before they were out of work. And I feel like the way that they were doing these like virtual manicure classes was really interesting because that money was going to the manicurist. So they were supporting their staff and kind of like rolling with the punches of being like, okay, you're not able to come in and get your nails done, but like, here's like this fun experience where you can like kind of teach yourself while still like, you know, the proceeds are like benefiting someone who like might be out of a job. So I thought that was like a really interesting, good pivot. But yeah, it's just interesting to see so much. I honestly think that the pandemic will even change the way that beauty brands like approach marketing and approach social media, because it's like people don't want, like, first of all, they weren't able to shoot, like no one was able to shoot anything for a really long time. Right. So like we're seeing like these glossy like product images that we're used to seeing like swapped out for like more of like a lo-fi like iPhone feel, but like people seem to be really responding to it too, which I think is interesting. And I think that it's something that brands will like take into consideration, at least for Birdie, especially. Like, I don't know, it's like we see just as much engagement on like a photo that we shot ourselves versus like a photo that we shot like super produced, like in studio, which obviously those images have so much value, but it's almost just like, oh, like people are responding to like, they want realness. They like want to see real stuff.
I love like seeing all of my news reporters, like seeing them in their homes.
I know. Oh my gosh. Wait, also, can we talk about like just seeing someone in their homes and like being like, wow, it can like tell so much about you from your Zoom background. I was going to say your Zoom background is very beautifully set up.
Oh, and thank you.
You have a nice assortment of
owls.
Are they owls? They're so
cute. I'm obsessed with owls and my husband in travel. So there we go.
Honestly, that's perfect. I have a lamp and then like a huge thing of beauty products and jewelry that no one wants to say.
Well, I want to be really honest. When we started this show like a year ago, and this bookshelf looked like it was just the dumping ground for everything. The sad thing is it took me like legit a full 4 hours to like perfect style that.
Prop style your background. Some of my coworkers and like people I see on Zoom, I'm like, that is too perfect of a background. Mm-hmm. Like that's not your actual living room.
No, and my husband will come home and like put things on there. And I'm like,
You're like, no, this needs to be perfectly curated to reflect exactly who I am.
No, we are messy as can be. I mean, I've got everything here. I got my vitamin C. We own up to it here. So Faith, you know, this has been a lot of fun. So is there anything that right now that you're working on that you're excited about that we should be looking for with Birdie?
Yeah, of course. So much. So we are actually working on a big initiative it's a big moment for us that we're launching probably in September, which will be really exciting. A first for us. I don't think I can say anything else. But then there's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm not allowed to talk about any of these things, but
will you come back on and talk about it when it does?
Yeah.
Fair enough. I would promise. Be
more than happy to. But yes. And then, yeah, there's just too much, but yeah, it's so weird, honestly. Like I also feel like quarantine has made everyone realize that yes, we can do everything from home, and it's been a learning experience for us for sure, because all these things that we were kind of like, oh, like we need a full cast and crew to shoot this. Like we have a video series on social called Hair Dare. Like it's someone getting a hair transformation, full cast and crew, like full day of shooting. And then we started doing these at home versions where we would just like give instructions to the hairstylist, and like they would either do it themselves. And like one of them, Sunnybrook, she like cut her husband's hair and like talked about how to do it. And it's like, those videos got like just as much engagement, were just as helpful. So it's just interesting to see how we're all just rolling with the punches.
We are. And like I said, if you can look at this as like a little bit of a time to reflect and take pause, and like almost as like one of my girlfriends was like, oh, we're not going to be able to do our big, you know, girl summer vacation trip. And I said, but this is kind of, if you look at it in some ways, been like a little bit of a vacation from that need to constantly go here and be here and be seen in this and, you know, have to dress up.
No, there's like no FOMO anymore, which is such a relief. And I feel like New York is like the city of FOMO.
Yeah. And don't kid yourself, girl. It's going to be back. And by the way, I work in video too. So all my video people out there, media is supposed to open soon. And that's going to be back too. Because you know what? There is a difference. I think that everybody's totally cool with like the you know, here's my camera, here, Zoom. Yeah. I've been doing Zoom forever. And it works, right? It's about the message. But we all do love those really beautifully produced, you know, when Cartier does its product thing.
Are you guys going to be, do you have like, you have to shoot socially distant? I don't know what that means.
We are socially distant. We're doing it.
I know.
Oh, you mean like for video production?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I haven't even... right now, honestly, none of the people that I work with are ready to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that there will be. But you know, it's a great thing about humans. We will find a way to persevere. We'll find a way to get through it. We'll find a way to make it work.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, everyone just needs to wear their mask and work on their eye makeup game because it's the perfect time.
Because that's what we got. Thank you so much, Faith, for doing this. And we're going to have you back on in September.
I will have a big, yes, we will have, I'll bring visuals. Like I'll give you the whole scoop. You heard
amazing.
It.
Amazing. And Faith, if people want to find out more about you, if they want to read the magazine, what's the best place to do that?
Sure. Yeah. Birdie.com obviously is where we showcase all of our new stories, features, interviews, product reviews, anything beauty and health and wellness you'll find there. Also our Instagram @BirdieBeauty. And then my personal Instagram is @Faith_XUE.
Yes,
so
I love your Instagram,
a lot of good photos. So
yes, I know. It's great. You've been doing well in quarantine.
Yes, food and beauty.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
It was so fun. And if anybody at home wants to pass any questions to us to ask to Faith, you can always do that. hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube @artbeautypodcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.